Joined now by Northfield's Rice County Commissioner, Mr. Galen Mollica. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. How are you? I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, it's good to see you. So, Rice County, the Rice County, we're just talking about how summer, today is basically the midpoint of summertime. Rice County Fair starts next week. You going to spend any time out there?
It does. Yep. I'll be there for a few days.
Good.
Making appearances, so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Checking it out.
Well, I would think too. You know, you're the general chair of defeated Jesse James days. Maybe there might be an idea or two you can snooker away from.
Right, yeah. There might be. Yes, and of course, it always follows on one of the hottest weeks of the year. So.
Always. Right. All right. So, what's going on with the county, my friend?
Sure. So, a few things that are going on is, of course, you know the. Baseline Road
baseline
out there
road.
By
yep.
the interstate
yep.
Between County Road 8 and County Road 1. Yep. That's the last leg, second to the last leg on
okay.
the east side of the interstate.
Right.
The last leg will be County Road 1 to Highway 19.
Okay.
All so right. No plans on that piece yet at this point in time.
But we're getting the Baseline Road
correct.
Sort of done here.
Yeah, they're currently working on it. They've had great weather.
That's good.
It's going to be a two-year project. They'll finish everything this year, and it'll be gravel for one, you know, through.
Mm-hmm.
So a year from now, they'll mm-hmm. be paving it in 23.
Okay. All right. And then from there, they go from County Road 1 to 19. Like, there's no time frame on that. So are we talking... By the time the whole project is complete, like, you know, I'm asking you to predict the future here. What, 5 years?
Oh, 5-6 years.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
You know, we have the 35W roundabout.
Yes, yes.
So when we're talking road construction, that'll be a future project coming up, I think, in 24.
Okay.
And with that, of course, in 24, state of Minnesota is going to do a mill and overlay from 35W into Northfield.
On Highway 19.
On Highway 19.
Yeah.
Right now they're working. They've interviewed various community groups, stakeholders, businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kept asking, why not four lanes? Of course, we don't have any money, they'll tell you. So they're doing just the mill and overlay and safety features.
Right.
And
right.
as you know, that is one of the most heavily traffic out to the interstate.
And I don't think there's a stretch of road in Rice County where I have seen more accidents than on Highway 19.
Right.
You bring up the four-lane thing, and I'm going to get on my soapbox here a little bit. When they did the overpass, when they redid the overpass on Highway 19 and 35,
correct.
They left space there
for
two more lanes. They were thinking
did.
Ahead, and that overpass has got to be 15 years old now.
At least.
You know?
At least.
At what point... does the state or I assume it's MnDOT that makes these decisions? But
correct.
Can't we lean on them a little bit, Galen,
well,
to get this going?
Yep. So we've been putting pressure on them, you know, to no avail.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just going to be the mill and overlay with safety features.
All right.
So
all
we'll right. see what the future brings. Another project that's actually happening in Dakota County, but a portion of Rice is 320th Street, which is Dakota County 96.
Sure. Sure.
And they're working on that as well. It'll be pavement or asphalt
mm-hmm.
all the way to Hazelwood Avenue, which is the frontage road
right.
on the east side of 35.
Yep.
And so that'll be paved all the way out. So
that's
we have
good
about
news.
3/4 mile
right.
in that project. Not a lot, but it's a joint project between the two counties.
You know, it's 2022. We're in the 21st century. That's
right.
a relatively well-traveled road. Let's pave the thing.
Right, exactly. And that'll take maybe some pressure off of Highway 19.
Yeah, it might. You're
right.
absolutely right about
yeah.
that. I want to talk more about the six-legged dog leg, though, because
yes.
I've seen the design for it, and I think it's really cool. What was the conversation among the Board of Commissioners about that? Like, was there resistance to that at all? How to get that approved? How did that all go?
So there was no resistance from the county commissioners.
That's good.
Actually, Commissioner Dockin and myself were the ones that Working with our engineer, Dennis Luby, we met with MnDOT on more than one occasion saying you need to do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going north on 35, you get off at 19 to try to make a left-hand turn to go to Lonsdale or go to the Flying J, you can't. It's virtually impossible at certain times of the day to make a left-hand
it's
turn.
It's really tough, yeah.
Yes, and you know, if you're a 18-wheeler, a semi, trying to make a left-hand turn, or farm equipment, you know, coming off of the frontage roads,
right,
it's very hard to make turns.
Well, just making a right-hand turn off of 19 onto northbound 35 with the frontage road right there, the two exits right adjacent to each other, you don't know if the car in front of you is turning right now or if they're going to turn. So you've got to, it's tough.
It is. And if you're not local, a lot of people turn on that frontage road thinking they're going onto the interstate and they're not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it's right. I'm very glad to see a little bit of creativity in
this. So Bolton and Mink is doing some work, and Stone Brook is another engineering firm doing some work on that. We have not seen the final design yet, but that'll be coming at some point down the road. I don't have a date on that, but it's advancing.
Yeah, and 2024 is the...
I think 2024 is when they're planning on...
Okay, that'll be one of those summers where it's just tough to get out of Northfield.
But. Right, it will be, at least on Highway 19.
Exactly.
We've secured funding, various amounts of funding through the state of Minnesota, through their commerce funds and other road funds, grants, so on and so forth. And then the county will come up with a portion of their own money to help pay for it.
Cool. That's great. Roundabouts. I know a lot of people sort of rail against roundabouts, but they're more and more popular. It's funny. They've been around, pardon the pun, forever.
Correct.
Right? I feel like roundabouts now are an idea whose time has come.
Right. You know, they started in European countries.
Yeah.
And migrated here to the United States. Mm-hmm. The whole intent on the roundabout is... if you're going to have an accident on a roundabout, then your chances of survival are much better because you're going to get hit at a 75-degree angle versus getting T-boned.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So there's a whole scientific engineering about how those roundabouts and what they do.
Wow.
So really, it has to do with the... fatality rate with accidents.
I had no idea that even worked into it. I just thought it was about traffic flow.
Right.
That's great. Talking with County Commissioner Galen Malika, who represents the third district of Rice County, if I have that right.
Second
district.
Yes.
Okay. So my apologies.
Which is pretty much all of Northfield other than two precincts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Commissioner Perfirst has the two precincts over by... he has a precinct over by the soccer fields, and then he has the St. Olaf College area.
Right. We, both Northfield Chief of Police, Mark Elliott, and Sheriff Jesse Thomas, we've talked a little bit about this this new program that the county's put in place for community-based coordinators to help out. And I want to hear from the Board of Commissioners about this, too. I think it's a fantastic idea. What you've done is you've embedded social workers with each of the county's law enforcement.
Correct.
And how's that working so far?
So far it's new.
Yep.
But so far it's been working. You know, it'll be interesting 6 months down the road. I was just at a Community Corrections Advisory Board meeting a couple of weeks back, and I brought up the fact it'll be interesting to see in 6 months the numbers. You know, data tells a lot.
Yeah.
And then a year from now, the data on the whole gist of the program is, there's a lot of people that go to jail that shouldn't be in jail.
Yes.
You know, people who have mental health issues do not belong in jail, and they don't belong in an emergency room.
Right.
But unfortunately, here in Minnesota, that's where they end up.
Yep.
And the reason they end up there is because the state of Minnesota has not been doing their job in creating mental health facilities for people to be able to be taken to.
Right.
A lot of times they're taken to Missouri,
Think about that.
Indiana.
Yeah.
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because we don't have enough mental health beds in the state of Minnesota, and every legislative year they throw a few dollars here and a few dollars there, but the state of Minnesota is not doing their job on creating enough beds, facilities for mental health.
No, they have not. And there's a lot of talk in the legislature about, there's a lot of talk about
yes.
it, but then the legislature adjourns without passing
right.
a thing.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is, it's good for the county, good that the county is standing up on this.
Well, because, you know, especially me, I've been pushing and pushing and pushing on the mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Three fourths of the people that go to jail don't belong there.
Right.
And we certainly know you got to have a jail because there are those that do belong there.
Mm-hmm.
But those that don't belong there need to go somewhere that they can get some mental health
yep.
Help.
Yep.
However, with embedding social workers in, you know, the Faribault Police Department, in the Northfield Police Department, in the Rice County Sheriff's Department, what it is preventive, trying to prevent them from ending up in jail.
Right.
And so far, things have been working out well. I think the police chiefs, and you know, Faribault has a new police chief.
Yeah.
And I think that they're very happy at this point. And, you know, again, in 6 months,
yeah,
it'll be a nice time to see where we're at
yeah.
and do some measuring of the data.
Okay. All right. Rice County Commissioner Galen Malka, anything else? Anything going on with Defeated Jesse James Days other than we need to keep it in mind because it's coming?
It's coming fast. Summer is half over.
That's
with.
Amazing.
And, you know, nothing new or changed. We're adding a volleyball tournament this year. That'll be in Tyler Park.
That'll be fun.
Anybody interested can go to our website. They'll find how to register for that. That's the only new event that we have this year.
Okay.
And other than that, we're going to pray for great weather.
Amen. Amen. All right. Galen Malka, thank you so much for joining us.
And absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we will be back with news from MNN and Kate Kelly in just a moment.